As we continue our study through the Bible, today we come to Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 and 2. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob's family line. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Zilpah, and his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. Sir Walter Scott once wrote, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." I'm sure you've heard that. Now, I don't know if he was thinking of Joseph's brothers when he wrote that, but he could have been. Jealous of their father's favorite son, the brothers threw Joseph in a cistern and then sold him into slavery. In order to cover up the deed, they dipped Joseph's multicolored robe in goat's blood and told Jacob that his son had been torn to pieces by a ferocious animal. Pretty busy day for the brothers. Sin is bad enough in the singular, but it normally shows up in the plural. One sin is added to another to cover the one before it. And when we play the sin game, we dig deeper and deeper into a dark hole. But even if you're living in a lonely sin hole of your own digging, you don't have to stay there. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. Psalm 145, verse 8. Don't run from Him, run to Him. God promises that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us or cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. So it's time to come out of the darkness into the wonderful light of God's great grace. Father, give the person living in the dark, lonely pit of the hole they have dug the courage to cry out to You. In Jesus' name, amen.